You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime?
Yeah, come on.
I've got shelter for my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a seed. With every good and perfect gift.
All right. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Today's broadcast, of course, is the Bread of Life. Amen. We do this every Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. If you ever desire to call into the show, the number is 646-478-0660. And I need to put out this disclaimer. You can only call when the show is live, that number. Amen. If you want to go back and listen to the broadcast, you'd have to do so by either going to whenchristianspeak.com or going to blogtalkradio.com/whenchristianspeak. Or checking out our Facebook page with Christian Speak Talk Radio. Amen. Or you can always listen to it through the other different platforms of iTunes. iTunes and Spreaker and AHA Radio and a couple of others that's out there. Amen. But we're about to get started. It's going to be a very short broadcast. I named this after this song. We're going to play this song. Amen. And it's by J.J. Hairston and You for Praise. It's called My Hallelujah Belongs to You, and the song goes off, You Deserve It. I cannot get this song out of my head. I mean, I heard it on Thursday Bible study. Reverend John, I was playing it at Bible study, amen, and it just resonated. And then he sung it again today, amen. It resonates with me, you know. Because one of the things I would say, let's go ahead and have prayer before I do anything else. Father God, we just want to give this broadcast to you. We thank you in advance for what you are doing, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that healing virtues might go through the airways, God, that you would prick the hearts of men and women, God, that they might cry out, what must I do to be saved? That they will be delivered, that they will be changed, they will be healed, whatever is needed within the body of Christ, Father. We pray that you would do right now in the name of Christ Jesus, the resurrected Savior. So we pray, God, that you would just have your way in the body of Christ all across the world, all across the land, Lord Jesus, wherever the people might be, God, whatever they might be facing, difficulties, God, you know everything about them, God. We you know their ups and their downs. So, Father, we pray right now for this broadcast, God, that you might give me the words to say, Lord Jesus, and you might direct it, for this is truly all about you and not about me, that you might get all the glory. Amen. You might get all the glory, that you may get all the praise, God, that we might honor you and worship you and praise you in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to play around. I don't really have a format. Don't really have a message. Amen. I think we're going to go back to one of the messages that we had shared. We'll get back on time in a little bit, probably. We got a couple some guests and stuff coming up. Amen. Oh, man, y'all, I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God is doing with us. Amen. So we got some guests coming up in 2017. That's going to be exciting. We had a guest on Friday. Amen. I was so excited about what God was doing on Friday night, Joy. And y'all got to work with the brother, because brother tried to either got allergies or he got a cold, one or the other. Amen. But it was really a good broadcast, man, with Pastor Reggie, amen, and co-host Latasha Wells. And if you haven't heard this broadcast on Friday, I encourage you to go back and listen to it from the Heart Cry Church, amen. So we are excited about what God is going to do, man. That was just an awesome testimony and teaching piece, amen, by Pastor Reggie. Amen. So go back and listen to Friday's broadcast. You will be blessed. I guarantee that you will be blessed. Amen. What else I got? On tomorrow is Monday. Amen. And tomorrow, amen, on Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McLean, Evangelist Matt, amen, he has a special guest, Sister Tracy Price. Amen. Sister Tracy Price has been on the radio broadcast before. Amen. She has a nonprofit organization called, she's the founder of Feed the 500. It's an annual event providing a week's supply of groceries to 500 families in the Baltimore City, Prince George County, the District of Columbia, and Fort Meade military base during the Christmas season. Evangelist Mac would be, his official ministry would call it New Home Ministry. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Amen. This is something I have. But anyway, she's going to be with us, amen, on tomorrow. Amen. You can find out more information, amen, if you go to the website and you go to the Facebook page. Amen. A lot of stuff that we do, amen, we do by Facebook. And let me make sure that I can pull it up so I can give you the dates and times and all that good stuff. Amen. But God is good. I'm excited about what God is doing with Evangelist Mac and my sister, God. The Feed the 500, amen. We are connected to them in many ways. Amen. We thank God for the ministry, amen, that they're doing. Amen. That Sister Tracy is doing. Amen. So she's the founder of Feed the 500's annual event, providing a week's supply of groceries to 500 families in Baltimore City, Prince George County, District of Columbia, and Fort Meade military base during the Christmas season. To donate or volunteer, go to www.feedthe500.org. Amen. www.feedthe500.org. I got a message that they still look for people to donate food, money, resources, your time, and so it's not too late. The actual date that they were going to do this is on, amen. Give me 1 minute. I will tell you. Okay. Okay. Because I did have the date down. I think it's in December. Amen. But I just want to make sure. Amen. Oh, come on. Why I can't find this already? I'm not going to say. But I tell you what. If you go to Feed the 500, if you go to the website I just gave you, amen, you'll be able to find out more exactly when that day is. Amen. That's www.feedthe500.com. .org, amen. Because I believe it's in December, but I don't want to. I know it's in December, but I don't want to. They will be able to provide the time and all that kind of stuff for you. But support this ministry, man. This is how we give back. You know, if God's been good to you this year, give back, man. There are people that are going without food, that, you know, and groceries, and people are hurting all over. But this is an opportunity for you to give and participate in ministry, amen, other than you or people that you know, amen. So that website again is www.feedthe500.org. I pray that you would support Sister Tracy Price and Evangelist Mack in this particular ministry. Amen. 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 Now, I'm going to probably announce that again, and I definitely want you to tune in tomorrow, amen, with Evangelist Mike and Sister Tracy. They'll be on the air on tomorrow talking more details about that. You can find out more information about that, too. Amen? Amen. Bless God. So what we want to do, we want to go ahead and talk about My Hallelujah Belongs to You. You know, when I began to hear the song after Thursday, and I just couldn't get it in my head on Friday, then I was listening to it again on Saturday, and I listened to it again Sunday morning before I even went to church, and then, of course, the praise and worship Sunday song as far as one of the songs during praise and worship. So I was like, man, God. I mean, but it did something to me, and it's a very simple song. It's not a lot of words in it and stuff, and it's just simple. My hallelujah belongs to you, you know? And then it goes into you deserve it, you know, talking about God, you deserve it. And then it goes, all the glory belongs to you. God, you deserve it. And then they go, hallelujah, four times. All the glory, all the honor, all the praise, you deserve it. And that's it. But sometimes in life, man, it's the simple things, those things that does not have a lot of special songs. I have just simple praise, you know. God, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Now, the first thing I had to do, of course, I wanted to find out about the word hallelujah. So I Googled. I didn't know. I mean, I knew what the word means, but I wanted to find out what is online about the word hallelujah itself. Okay. So hallelujah, amen. In itself, is broken down, and it says it's broken down into two words. Amen. And what it basically means is praise. And then the praise-y, and then the yapa out of it means Lord. I mean, everybody talking about Yahweh. But instead of say Yahweh, they just say Yah. So it's praise Yah, praise the Lord. Amen. So when we say, in other words, but it's not just a regular praise. It's a high and lifted praise. Okay? It's a type of praise. Amen. You know, people said that hallelujah is the highest praise. Amen. And the word hallelujah itself is not in the Bible, at least not in the King James Version. What's in the Bible is alleluia, amen, which was a Greek word that was used during the time, but the meaning of them are similar. And then when we use the word alleluia, we're talking about to say to give him praise, to give him praise, but it's more of a chanting type of thing. Okay? Now, when I looked in, we're going to go to Revelation 19 and read 1 through 6 a little bit just to talk about that. But basically it says, y'all, it's praise the Lord, you know, praise God. It is the highest praise. And this is what I'm getting ahead of me, but this is what we do. And this is what this song, it says, hallelujah, man, God, hallelujah, God belongs to you. It says, my hallelujah, you know, my praise, you know. My praise belongs to Yah. My praise belongs to you, God. My praise, you know, and you, when you've gone through some stuff and some situations and some trials and some tribulations and stuff like that, then you just want to praise God, especially when he brings you out of a circumstance, especially when he begins to deliver you, especially when he heals your body, you know, especially when he keeps you out of jail, especially whatever that God has done for you, he saves you. You know, there is a hallelujah that has to be in you to give him praise. A hallelujah, my hallelujah belongs to you. And the reason I like about the song is that he claims the song as his own. He claims the word as his own. Hallelujah is his own. And nobody can take over your hallelujah. Okay? Nobody. Your hallelujah is yours, but it belongs to God. When it comes out of your mouth of hallelujah, right in the back, you're praising, you're worshiping God. You're recognizing who God is, and you're saying to God, you deserve it, as the song says. You deserve it, and he do. Even the angels in heaven knew that God deserved all the praise, that God deserved all the praise. I want to look at something else before we even get into playing. So like I said, we're never going to be before you long. Amen. All right. And this is what it said. What is the meaning? Let me read what they said. It said, what is the meaning of the word hallelujah? And it says the word hallelujah is most familiar in the context of hallelujah chorus one. I don't know. This is somebody, you know, hallelujah is a Hebrew word meaning praise ye or praise ye Yah or praise Yahweh. Like I said before, it said hallelujah is transliteration. Appears four times in NIV and NSB, and then goes on to give about Revelation 19:1-6. Now, in the NIV version, it says hallelujah instead of alleluia. It says it takes the form of alleluia in the King James Version in modern parlance. Both hallelujah and alleluia both means to praise the Lord. A phrase that appears in English over 50 times in the Old Testament and once in the New Testament. So if hallelujah appears 50 times in the Old Testament and once in the New Testament. And so, but basically they mean the same. Now, when you really get into the semantics of it, most people, when they think of hallelujah, at least through seminary school and all that, they're talking about from a chant. Okay, they're talking about a chanting, you know, of giving God praise, of giving God the glory. So in other words, you're saying it over and over and over and over and over again. Okay, then we're going to turn to Revelation 19 in a minute. But it says, the word hallelujah in Revelation is used in heaven, where a great multitude has gathered before the throne of immediate presence of God himself in a wedding. It is the wedding supper of the Lamb. The enemies of God have been overthrown, and the gospel has triumphed. A victory celebration. In other words, this is a victory celebration. All heaven renders praise, a song of thanksgiving uttered by all holy beings united. So you got all the holy beings united saying the same thing. Hallelujah. You know, praising God. Hallelujah. It says, the reason for this glorious outpouring of praise are God's righteous victory over his enemies. That's coming from Revelation 19:1-3. It says, his sovereign, verses 4-6, and his eternal communion with his people, verses 7. The sound of the outpouring of praise and worship is so overwhelming that Apostle John can only describe it as a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like the loud sound of thunder. That's in verse 6. So it says, so great is the rejoicing by God's people at the wedding feast of the bridegroom, which is Christ, and the bride, which is the church, that hallelujah is the only word granted enough to express it. Amen. Hallelujah is the only word granted enough. That's why they say hallelujah is the highest praise. Now, from our mindset, there is no word to really describe who God is and what God is and how great he is and how much praise. So the best that we can come up with in our own mindset is hallelujah. Amen. That's the best that we can come up, because there is no English word to really describe God. There is no possible way we can describe to give him true praise or sound praise. Amen. Now let's go to Revelation 19. And then we're going to get to the song, Revelation 19. We're going to start at verse 1, and we're going to go into this. And I'm reading from I tell you what, let me do this. Let me, what I'm going to do. Let me do this. Amen. Amen. We're going to do reading in both. Amen. And we're just going to change it. Amen. We're going to change the verse to New Living. Amen. Oh, man, this thing is really bothering me. Amen. Let's change it again. Change it to the King James Version. All right, so they're still saying hallelujah. All right. International. Okay. Now, here it is right here. In the New International Version, it says hallelujah. Okay, so that's telling you, remember I said the words are interchangeable and everything, but if you really want to get to the hallelujah in today's standard, talks about a chanting of praise to God. Okay, but this is what it says. I'm reading from the New International Version. Okay, this is Revelation chapter 19, verse 1. It says, after this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, hallelujah, salvation and glory and power to belong to our God. Okay, it says, after this, I heard what sounded like a roar of a great multitude in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Now, in the King James Version, it basically says the same thing. It said, after this, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. Verse 2 says, for the true and righteous are his judgment, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, listen, y'all, again they said, hallelujah. NIV, again they said, hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And then he said in verse 4, it said, and 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen and hallelujah. Oh, amen and hallelujah. These are the beings of heaven. You know, these are the elders of heaven. These are the four beasts that Revelation talks about a little bit earlier and stuff. And go read that and get into detail. But the heavenly host, in other words, you know, began to worship God, saying, amen and hallelujah. and hallelujah. And verse 5 says, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye saints, and ye that fear him, both small and great. He said, praise our God. For what I'm talking about, praise God, praise him, praise ye. You know, that's what the meaning of hallelujah. Praise our God, all ye saints, and ye that fear him, both small and great. It says, and I heard as if it was the voice of a great multitude. In other words, what I've just finished reading the commentary was saying that he could even distinguish the best he can come with a great multitude and the voice of many waters, just all these people all together, and the voice of mighty thunder saying, hallelujah, and or hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reign. Can you imagine? Everybody in an agreement, man, they know what God has just brought them through and everything God had delivered. He had, that was the salvation was complete. Everything that Jesus had died for on the cross was done. And they're singing hallelujah. They're saying hallelujah. All in there, all together. This is the point that it sounds like many waters. You know, a great multitude. In other words, he used the word multitude because he couldn't even describe how many people there were. Okay, verse 7 says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Talking about the church. The church has made himself ready. Y'all, who's the church? You and I. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we instantaneously become the part of the body of Christ. We instantaneously become the church. Amen. And I'm not going to read it, but go back and read all of Revelation 19 and everything like that. But again, I go back to the word hallelujah. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. You know, we can give our hallelujah to no one else but God. He's the only one that's worthy of it. He's the only one deserving. When we look over our life and every single thing that we have faced, we can't help but say, hallelujah, my hallelujah, God, belongs to you. My hallelujah, God, belongs to you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play this song. Like I said, we're not going to be before you long, but I want to play this song, amen. Amen. And again, it's by J. Haston and Youthful Praise. Amen. You can download it off of Amazon or any of the other places and the words and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, man, hallelujah. You know, in Psalms 11, and one that says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, in other words, praise ye Yah. Who is Yah? Again, remember we talked about earlier, Yah being Yahweh. Now, we don't call him Yahweh. We just will praise ye the Lord. Okay, it says, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. He said, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. You know, in other words, I'm hallelujahing with my whole heart, with all that was in me. My hallelujah is all that was in me because I really can't just say it the words that I want to say. So the best I can come up with is hallelujah, you know. It's hallelujah. You say, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright in the congregation. Verse 2, Psalms 11 and 2 said, the works of the Lord are great. Okay. Sought out of all of them, they have pleasure they have. It said, his work is honorable and glorious. They're giving God praise in this song. They're singing hallelujah. And they added a lot of words, but basically they're saying hallelujah. You know, they're giving God his honor and his glory. They're giving God praise. It's in a place of worship, y'all. He said, his work is honorable and glory. His righteousness enduring forever. You know, he said, he had made his work, wonderful works, to be remembered. And the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. It says, he has made his work, wonderful works, to be remembered. You know, I can see the angels and I can see the heavenly host, even us, y'all, recognizing and realizing how wonderful and how awesome that God is. So we can't help but say hallelujah. That's why our hallelujah don't even belong to anyone. It don't even belong to us. It belongs to God. You know, it belongs to God. But we take it in hallelujah and we're personalizing it and say, God, it's yours in a way. So I gotta give you praise. I gotta worship. I gotta glorify you. I gotta give you honor, no matter what I might be facing. Because even in the midst of the storm, my hallelujah still belongs to you. The glory still belongs to you. The praise, God, still belongs to you, God. The honor still belongs to you. You know, it all still belongs to you. Even in all that, and then a bag of chips, it all still belongs to you. Amen. So let's go ahead and play this song. Amen. And we're going to come back in a little bit. Amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in this place.
Your simple song.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, yes. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve.
Come on, y'all gotta come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah.
Belongs to you.
Then we simply say, you deserve. Temple say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord. Yeah. All of the glory, yeah. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you. Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory.
Oh, never one time my hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Yes, you do, God. You deserve it. Yes, God. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. When I was talking to people at Bible study, I said to them, I said, listen, you take this song and whatever you're facing for the rest of the week, man, you know, you just start thinking about that your hallelujah belongs to God, you know, because he deserves it, man. God, you deserve all the praise. You deserve all the worship, God. You deserve all the praise, God. You deserve all the worship, God. We just want to thank you, God, for bringing us this far by faith. Thank you, God, for having mercy on us. Thank you, God, for saving us and for giving us a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance and so many opportunities. Even when we fall down, God, we are able to get back up again. God, you deserve it, hallelujah, because it belongs to you. You deserve our hallelujah, God, because you are Lord of all. You are omnipotent. You are all power. Oh, God, there is none like you in all the earth. My hallelujah belongs to you, God. So, yo, we're going to play this and we're going to end out. We're not going to play anything else on top of this. We're just going to end right here and we're going to play this song and be praying in the background. Amen. And I'm hoping we can hear it and everything like that. But, I mean, let this song just minister to you wherever you are. Let this song just begin to speak to your heart and to speak to your life and to speak to your doubts and to speak to your fears and to speak to every single thing there is about you, to the point where if you allow not the song itself, but the Holy Spirit to begin to mold you and to make you into what God has ordained for you. Nothing else really matters, y'all. It belongs to him anyway. Nothing else really matters. Nothing else really matters. So what am I saying to you today? I'm saying to you, just like I said to you on your last Friday and everything like that, get to a place, I mean, stand still and see the salvation of God. I'm saying to you today, just to begin to trust God. Trust God and understand that your hallelujah belongs to him. Understand that your hallelujah belongs to him because he deserves it. Where else can we go? Who can we talk to that has life, everlasting life like you? Who can we go that made the stars and the suns in place? Who can we go that even the moon and the air and the seas obeys his commandment, y'all? There is nobody like the God that we serve. None. And we can have a relationship with him. We can have an intimacy with him, God. You know, Jesus died, Christ died on the cross. The Bible says that the veil of the temple was ripped. That means that we now can go behind into the Holy of Holies with him. And we can actually speak with him. And he can speak with us. And now not only that, but we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to bring us through some things and some things that we have never ever faced, man. God wants to do so much for the people of God. He does. He wants to do so much even for the world, because the Bible says, but God so loved the world, not just Christians or, you know, not just, you know, Christians or whatever denomination, but for the world. so that even you that may not even know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior can receive that can have the promises of Abraham, can taste of the fruit of Jesus Christ, can be born again, can be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You deserve it. Come to Him and try my Jesus. Try my God and see what He does. Amen. Amen. Y'all be blessed, man. We out of here. God bless you. You deserve it, Jesus.
You deserve it, Lord. With the tear rolling down my face.
Hallelujah. Listen, I also want to just remind you one more time. Don't forget about tomorrow night. Amen. On Adoration with Evangelist Mac. Amen. He has a featured guest, Sister Tracy V. Price. Amen. Will be on. She's the founder of Feed the 500. Amen. You can find out more information about Feed the 500. Amen. If you go to www.feedthe500.org. Amen. This is the ministry, God, that goes out and feed 500 families in the Baltimore City, Prince George County, District of Columbia, and Fort Meade Military Base. Amen. During the Christmas seasons. Amen. So that's all I have. Y'all be blessed. Don't forget about the rest of the broadcast for the rest of the week. Go back and listen to Friday broadcast, Friday Night Joy. It was awesome. Man, I thank God for you. I love you. Thank you for your support. Amen. As always, God bless you. I love you much. Take care.